Mark Simone on the Voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Well, we got a lot to get to this hour. We'll get to Dr. Fauci. We'll get to the virus. We'll get to Governor Cuomo. Is he going? We'll get to Bruce and Obama. What do you hear about this combination? So Dr. Fauci getting a lot of criticism. Now, things are great numbers-wise with the virus. Great. Virus numbers down 73% since the beginning of the year. Numbers are dropping every week. That's good. 93 million people in America are now totally immune. They've either had the virus or they've had both doses of the vaccine. So 93 million people immune. That is one-third practically of the country. That is great news. If you've had the Pfizer or the Moderna, and if you've had both doses, 2 weeks after the second dose, you're immune. You can really go out and start to do things. You're 95% covered that you will not get the virus, 95%, and 100% covered that you will not get a serious case of the virus. But Joe Bartlett, that crazy little Dr. Fauci, when asked on television, what if they've had both doses and it's 2 weeks later? Well, you're still, you know, they can't, what the hell is going on with them?
They don't want to let go of this thing. This is a good thing for Democrats.
Yeah. It's a Democrat's dream. For most of us, this has been a total nightmare. For Democratic leaders, this has been a dream come true. They'll decide what's open. They'll tell you when you can leave your house. They'll tell you what you can do. They'll tell you when you're allowed out. They'll tell you where you're allowed to go. This is Democratic. This is what they've always wanted. Total control. And that's why the masks are so important. It's a compliance symbol. You put on that mask, they've got you under control. So, again, if you've had the vaccine, both doses, now you got to wait till 2 weeks, 14 days after the second dose before you're fully covered. You can move around pretty freely. Now, one reason you should still wear the mask when you're around people, you can't get it. You've been vaccinated. But believe it or not, you could still possibly spread it. It's not likely. But if somebody breathed the virus all over you, it could be in your nose. You won't get it. You're protected because you got the vaccine. But as you breathe out, you could be breathing out droplets of that virus. So that's a very slight possibility. But you can really feel free to go out and do stuff. Now, a lot of people think vaccine distribution, all of that production will speed up. And that maybe by the end of April, early May, we'll have herd immunity. There's a lot of experts that predict herd immunity by the end of April, which is 75% of the population. They've either had it or they've had the vaccine. If you're going to get that Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you got to be a little careful with that one. That's only 66% of not getting the virus with that vaccine. But it's an easier one. It's one dose. It doesn't need to be refrigerated. So for a lot of areas, they'll be using that in like third world countries where you're not going to find a medical freezer to store these things in, or even like rural areas in America where doctors don't have medical freezers. So that's where that Johnson & Johnson vaccine comes in handy. But that Dr. Fauci is, well, you're laughing. There's going to be a problem when this is over. What do you do with him?
Yeah, he's going to have withdrawal.
Yeah, he's going to have a problem. You know, don't people ever stop and think, you see this guy on literally 50, 60 shows a day. He's on 20 TV shows, 10 radio shows, 19 podcasts. Well, you stop and think, when does he work? When does he have time to do anything? And it's the same thing with Cuomo. Way back when, it was in the highest moments of the crisis. Didn't you wonder, how does this guy have 2 hours to be on television pontificating and posturing? Doesn't he have something to do or someplace to go? You know, when you watch any other governor, they come in and the briefing is 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If they take questions, maybe it's 20 minutes and I got to go back to work. Not Cuomo. It just ramble for 2 hours. And I'm surprised. One of the questions, Governor, don't you have anything to do? Well, all right. Let me look. I get it. Why am I here? Why am I talking? Why do I do this? You know, when they gave him that Emmy Award, I don't think he realized how insulting that was. That was the biggest insult of all. The Emmys thought of him as a performer doing a TV show. Here's an Emmy. You win an Emmy for your TV show. And he deserved that Emmy. That was a hell of a performance. If you watched that in the first 6 months of the crisis, boy, it looked like he knew what he was doing. He didn't, because the state went totally bankrupt. We had the highest death rate per capita. We had, everything was out of control. We had the biggest crime spike we ever had. We had the whole city boarded up. We had the biggest exodus ever from the state. So in any normal measurement, he's the worst governor in America. But you watch that TV show, boy, he knows how to play a governor on TV. And those slides, you know, you watch any briefing from any governor, here's six slides. Here's the virus rate. Here's where you get the vaccine. Here's the website to go to. This is a few slides. This guy had 30, 40, 50, 60 slides. Here's intubation rate from the central tier, the Finger Lakes, the southern tier. Nobody knows where these places are that he's talking about. And again, why did anybody think he was doing a good job? Because he was great on TV? Because he could? Because he was such an effective speaker? And why did people fall for all those gimmicks, that talking to himself, asking himself questions, and having a conversation with himself? So I think he's, aren't you getting the feeling he might be gone, that he might not make it through this crisis?
No, he's going to survive somehow. I really think he is.
Well, but what do you mean? He'll be right back to what he was, or just survive and hobble along?
Yeah, he'll hobble. They're not going to throw him out, because that would just, you know, be a bad thing for Democrats. But they'll kind of, you know, mute him a little bit, neuter him a little.
All right. So as you mentioned, a number of Democrats, I think it's up to 11 Democrats, are now likely to vote for censure. And that's building. So maybe he'll get censured. It's a bad thing in your history there. And then it looks like at some point they'll strip away his emergency powers, which they should. He was a total nut job when it came to these emergency powers. A complete wacko. He still, to this day, could never explain to anybody why he shut down the New York City restaurants for those months when it had a lower rate than the places where he left the restaurants open. And obviously the nursing home decision he could never explain. Or even why didn't he send the National Guard in during all the riots in New York? Didn't send a single troop. Capitol Hill, after January 6th, he sent 1,200 troops. Afterwards, for that, he had 1,200 troops. For New York City and fire, he didn't have one single National Guardsman. So he'll just hobble along. Bill O'Reilly was pretty interesting. That's a good point. You know, he said this cancel culture, as to go after everybody that disagrees with him, they got to do one or two Democrats just to make it look legitimate. So they picked him. He's kind of useless to the rest of the Democrats. He's total loner, total renegade, not a team player. He's bullied and threatened so many people. He's made a lot of enemies. So maybe, you know, they know they got to do at least one Democrat, and they've chosen him. Obviously, everybody's been given the go-ahead to go after him. So, You know how everybody does a podcast? Everybody you know does a podcast. Everybody. And name anybody. They've got a podcast. Michael Cohen, the Trump fixer, part-time attorney, prisoner, does a podcast every day. You ever hear it? Oh, Michael Cohen. Today we're going to talk about this. So he does a podcast. Everybody. My dentist has a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast. Guess who the new podcast, who actually does this? This is, I don't know who runs this. It's Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama. Now, how do you think that combination happened? How could that happen?
If you're Barack Obama. That is kind of strange, isn't it?
That's Barack Obama. If he wanted his own podcast, he could have one. What the hell does he need this rock and roll guy from New Jersey to be with him? I guess. Now, Springsteen needs a partner because Springsteen can't talk. He's just a mumbling sort of guy with, he writes lyrics and he can sing a song. But you ever watch him try to get through 10 minutes on a talk show? Not the most articulate guy. So he needs Barack Obama. I think Obama wanted to do a podcast and he probably figured, what if I don't get big numbers? What if I don't get enough audience? Well, if I put Bruce Springsteen on, that'll bring an audience. You know, in Obama's head, that's a big try. He doesn't realize people under 35, 40, they never heard of Bruce Springsteen. They don't know who the hell he is. but it's a hell of a podcast. You should hear this. It is riveting. The Bruce Springsteen, Barack Obama podcast. Take a listen.
My father was silent most of the time. He was not communicative. I grew up thinking, you know, my father was like ashamed of his family. That was my entire picture of masculinity. Did you have to deal with that?
So my father leaves when I'm 2. And I don't meet him until I'm 10 years old when he comes to visit for a month. I had no way to connect to the guy. You know, the guy's, he's a stranger who's suddenly in our house.
Okay, let's analyze this. First of all, if that's Bruce. Now, obviously, you wouldn't put that loud music and practically drown them out. So, obviously, they recorded the podcast. Whoever's producing this listened to it and said, God, this is boring. This is so dead sounding. We got to put music in this. Now, no podcast in the world has music behind the people while they're talking. So obviously they recorded it, and Bruce sounds like a disaster. Obama's going to sound fine because he's a great speaker. But Bruce sounded like a disaster. So they realized they had to stick some music in there. And you notice the mixing is very bad. The music is way too high. So they realized Bruce is not interesting. We better drown him out with the...
My father was silent most of the time. He was not communicative. I grew up thinking, you know, my father was like a...
Okay, now what is it? What, do you hear what he said there? It's hard to hear it. My father
They both have father issues, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, this is fascinating. I really love to hear about this. Yeah. If you were out with somebody and they said, let me tell you about the problems of my father, wouldn't you want to leave right then? Who the hell wants to hear this? So... His father was not communicative. What the hell is this guy? I mean, can you imagine him with his kids? And then something about Obama talking about his kids. You know, my father left when I was 2, and I didn't see him again until I was... He's pretty clinical about it. He doesn't sound emotional about it, does he?
No.
Yeah, my father left when I was 2, and I didn't see him until I was 10, so I found it difficult to show some emotion there. I don't know. So do you want to hear the clip again?
No, I think we've heard enough.
Everybody went, no, don't play it again. It's 30 seconds. No, I don't want to hear it again. Well, this thing is an hour of this. If you don't want to hear this 30 seconds, and this is the highlight, by the way. They cut this out as the highlight. So there's another hour of this that's even worse than what you just heard. So we'll see what happens. But it's the law. Everybody has to have a podcast now. That's it. So... We'll see what happens with this podcast. Do you know anybody that's not doing a podcast right now?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody's got one. You're right.
Oh, there is one person. The only guy who doesn't do a podcast, Joe Biden. He can't do it because he's incapable of talking for an hour. He just can't do it. It can't be done. Even the candlelight vigil, when they write him one of those speeches, you notice he... And are people starting to catch on to this? He's not very mobile. You know, he should call Trinity Rehab. when he does an event, you know, he got to that town hall, but you notice the next day, he took the day off. He was wiped out from, that was just flying to Milwaukee. A lot of people are saying, which is, why hasn't he gone to Texas? How come he doesn't go there? You know, he should be on the scene because he can't get there. And it's a big power failure. So they said there's no way he can speak in Texas. There's no power. How do you plug in the teleprompter? So that was the issue there. Can't speak without it. So you notice finally, to show that he can do appearances, they do a speech last night, that the candlelight vigil. But did you see where they did it? He starts in the White House, and he said, we're going to go to the candlelight vigil. And he walks outside. He walked 10 feet out. That's about all he can do. I can go out to the lawn. That's about as far as he could get. Wouldn't you think they would do that at a cemetery or somewhere? But obviously he's having issues. They can't travel too much. When he went to that town hall, remember, he had to take the next day off. He couldn't function the next day. Anyway, check out the webpage. There's some great stuff up there. Now, I'm telling you, everybody got the word, take out Cuomo. MSNBC's been going after him. CNN, all the liberals are going after him. Democrats are going after him. Watch this. Even Saturday Night Live, they don't go after Democrats, but SNL finally did a Cuomo sketch. Take a look at it. It's pretty good. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
This is the Mark Simone Show.
On the Voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. 800-321-0710. What's the deal with marijuana in New Jersey? It's now legal, totally legal. Is that it, Joe Bartlett?
Well, I mean, the legislation has been signed, but it's going to be a long way before you can buy it because there's no way to buy it legally yet.
Yeah, so they've made marijuana. You can smoke marijuana in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And you're going to need it, frankly.
Less, you know, I think it's less than 6 ounces. So be,
oh, okay.
Be and careful. Said,
right now, you can't get it. You can't get it. Yeah, ask anybody in New Jersey. I guarantee you they could get it in 5 minutes if they wanted to. Facebook backed down. Isn't that interesting? They were having that battle in Australia. They were fighting this battle in Australia. Because that was like the testing grounds for the rest of the world. You know, when Facebook puts up news stories from, you know, like here in New York, you put up a story from Newsday, from the New York Post, from the, do they still have the Daily News? From the Daily News. Or from any news organization, you put it up on Facebook. Well, it's bad for these publications because their content is being used for free. So they started this battle with the Australian government, saying to Facebook, you got to pay to use the content. You can't just take it for free. You got to pay these companies for their content. So Facebook just banned everything. They just closed everybody down in Australia. It's not that big a country. It's about 20, 25 million people. So it's not going to really affect Facebook. But they were doing this, taking a stand there before the rest of the world started making them pay for news content. But Facebook just backed down yesterday. They agreed, we'll start to pay these companies to use their content. So that's interesting how fast they caved in. And it's important because you got to remember, you want to save all the newspapers and all the local news and all that. And the only money source now is something like this. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Mike in Port Jefferson. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, how are you? Yeah, you covered a lot of things. You covered a lot of things this morning. You know, I want to know, what about this John Kerry back channeling to the Iranians during the Trump administration? Who is this guy? He was not an elected official. He's not even rich. It's his wife's money. And wasn't it his son that was involved with Hunter in China and the hedge fund? Or yeah, Burisma or whatever
guy.
It was?
He's a terrible guy. Well, thanks for calling, Mike. It's a good point. You know, the story comes out that during the Trump years, John Kerry was secretly colluding with Iran about stuff. And normally you'd arrest the guy. He's a traitor. He's treason. But in this case, it's different. It's John Kerry. Even the Iranians can't stand him. I guarantee you, every time he called, there was a fight. Who has to talk to him? I'm not. You talk to him. I'm not. This guy won't. He keeps you on the phone for an hour. You have to talk to him. So he'd get some low-level guy that had to talk to him. Basically, he was fighting for that Iran deal and telling him, just outweigh Trump. Wait till Trump is gone. We'll come back in the Iran deal. He is the world's worst negotiator. If you read the Iran deal, it is the dumbest agreement ever. You can't believe anybody signed this. They self-inspect, and they let us know what they found. If we want to inspect, if we insist, we must inspect, we have to give them 30 days notice before we inspect something. So this idiot got this deal and signed it. He actually went over there, and he admits to this. He went into the negotiation, and he said, I'm not leaving here without a deal. That's the worst negotiating you can do. Now you've lost all your leverage. You watch how Trump makes these deals. You know what? I think we're canceling all. We're not going to make any deal. I don't want to make a deal. You know, you start from there, or you create a huge problem, and then they have to negotiate that. But Kerry, the worst negotiator, begged for a deal, said, give me anything, I'll sign it. And that's how you got this Iran deal. Now they're trying to go back into it. And Iran actually announced, we're violating the deal as we speak. We're actually increasing nuclear production. I actually said this yesterday. That's because it's Kerry and Biden, and they smell weakness. Anyway, let's go to Ed in Long Island. Ed, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. Actually, it's Ted. But
I'm changing Mark, it to Ed. I don't like
that's
Ted.
That's fine. That was my father's middle name. I'll go with that.
Ted reminds me of Kennedy. You don't want that.
No, I don't want that. Mark, I think this COVID isn't going to go away for a really long time because I think Vincent, your caller Vincent would agree with me, it's become a racket. I found out that the COVID tests are $150 per test. They do a million tests in this country every day. $150 million a day, $4.5 billion a month, $54 billion a year. That's not going away, Mark, in my opinion.
That's a very good point. Very good point, Ted. A very good point. Nobody's ever really looked at the money here. You know, you say follow the money. You know, 93, how many have been vaccinated? About 75 million already. 75 million vaccinated. You notice when you go get your vaccine, it's free. There's no charge. Well, somebody's paying for this vaccine. I know it's the government, but they have to, it's not just paying for the vaccine. They set up a center that's got 30 people working there. They got security guards. They got nurses. They got desks. They got computers. Somebody's paying for all of this. And the government is all involved in it. So you can imagine what the hell's probably really going on. Let's go to Ronald in the Bronx. Ronald, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. You talked last week about Rush Limbaugh's death.
Yes.
The person that would replace him would be Vincent. I can listen to Vincent for 3 hours.
Well, yes, that's a good point. Thanks for calling. We love Vincent. And I think everybody in New York loves Vincent, but I don't know if he plays in Nebraska. What do you think? Montana?
No. They don't talk like that out there.
Yeah, and if they're listening to him in Idaho and he goes, I had a problem in the joint, they think he's talking about arthritis. They don't know what he's talking about. One more call. David in Queens. David, how you doing?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark, good morning. Mark, with the sudden reopenings, this clown show, Cuomo, he thinks that we collectively, the people of New York, are an infected pustule on the end of his nose. And if he can squeeze out a little pus, things will get better.
Hey, it's almost lunchtime. Stop with the pus. Anyway, I know what you're saying. He is a bad guy. Cuomo, he's just a bad guy. He's a slimy, slippery character, isn't he? He can be charming sometimes, but go watch Friday's briefing when they asked him about the nursing home stuff. He goes into this 15-minute rant where he just looks like the dirtiest character, like a real slimy character trying to double-talk his way out of stuff. Anyway, when we come back, Howie Carr will be with us. Hey, Howie Carr has been in Palm Beach with the president, and we'll see how he's doing. We'll get a report. But first, on 710 WOR, let's get all the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone, 710 WOR.
Well, Howie Carr is one of the biggest and best talk show hosts in America. Best-selling author. He's written some great books. Excellent columnist. You can get everything at HowieCarrShow.com. HowieCarrShow.com. Howie Carr, how you doing?
Very good. I'm doing better than Merrick Garland, the new nominee for the attorney general's job. He was pretty pathetic yesterday. Did you hear him?
He looks like a very weird guy. And what is this with the white supremacists? I mean, they're terrible, but there's like 12 of them somewhere in Virginia. I mean, this is not the biggest threat.
How about the fact that he said it's domestic terrorism if you attack a courthouse, a federal courthouse during business hours, but if you do it after dark or after, I don't know, 4:30 or 5 o'clock, it's just it's a local crime. But what if you burn down the federal courthouse, they're probably not going to be able to hold any court sessions the next day. Plus, all the records for the ongoing trials are going to be destroyed. No, I mean, none of it made any sense. And he said he hadn't really thought about whether it was still illegal to cross the border, even though the law is still on the books. He just kept saying over and over again, I haven't thought about that. I don't know. And then he was giving out more uhs and ums than Ted Kennedy on a long liquid afternoon.
So is he really just a total left-wing kook, or is he doing this to win over the crazy Democrats?
Well, no, I think he's a total left-wing kook. I mean, I believe that, you know, when he was nominated in 2016, and, you know, the usual left-wing kooks like the New York Times and the Washington Post were promoting him as this moderate. And, you know, Barack Obama didn't appoint any moderates to any courts, as far as I can tell.
Hey, Howie Carr, you've been at Mar-a-Lago. Tell me, the president looking great. He looks thinner. He's the only guy that got younger looking after being president.
Yeah, he really has. I saw him a couple of weeks ago, and he was there on a Friday night, and he called me over. I just waved to him, and I walked out, and then he called me. He had somebody call me back over. He was with Corey Lewandowski and David Bossy and Pam Bondi, the former AG. And we talked about New Hampshire, and I was telling him some stuff that was going on in New Hampshire with recounts. And Corey told me later that they were the last people to leave the dining room. You know how it is. The last people to leave the dining room, you're always getting dagger eyes from the help because they want to get the hell out. But what can you do when the guy owns the place? Who's the last one there? So yeah, I think he's in a much better mood than he was. I'd love to see what he'd be tweeting out these days if he could still tweet. That would be that'd be great. I mean, I check out his emails. I check out my emails all the time. And yesterday when the Supreme Court made that ruling, he had that response up pretty quickly. It's not that much of a burden on him, I don't think, not to have Twitter.
Yeah, everybody, listen, go to the Trump site there and sign up for the daily email that way you can keep in touch with him.
Right.
Nobody has done more covering bad politicians, sleazy politicians. You know this stuff. What's going to happen to Andrew Cuomo?
I don't think he's going to run for re-election, Mark. What do you think?
Well, yeah, but I was hoping for more, like maybe some indictments. Oh,
are you thinking he's going to be indicted or something? I don't see that in the cards, actually. Do you?
Well, you talk to these prosecutors, they say there's a bunch of crimes from obstructing a federal investigation, refusing to turn over. And also this guy, Kim, he threatened. What he was threatening him over is he wanted the guy to change his story. So isn't that possibly witness tampering?
Well, I mean, but there was no criminal probe, was there, at the time when Kim was threatened? And I mean, it was pretty horrible what he said. I think one thing that hasn't gotten as much attention is when he asked Kim if he's a lawyer, Kim's not a lawyer. but I mean, wasn't that like the inferred threat that if you have a license to practice law, a ticket, we can take that away from you? I mean, that's pretty chilling stuff. And people have kind of glossed over that with all the screaming and yelling, and he was bathing his kids and his wife couldn't sleep and all that stuff. But I mean, it was really, really bad stuff. But look, Mark, I mean, look at the Russian collusion hoax, and nobody's been punished. Even the guy who was convicted of a felony, I don't even think he's going to be disbarred. He's not going to prison. He got a slap on the not even a slap on the wrist. He got a wet kiss from the judge. I mean, do you really think they're going to put Cuomo, before a judge and make him say not guilty? I don't know. I don't see it in the cards. I mean, wouldn't it be enough though to just force him to not run for reelection and just slink off into the into the wilderness and saying I could have been a contender. For the rest of his life.
Yeah. Hey, you are also the world expert on John Kerry. This story about Kerry colluding with Iran during the Trump years, who the hell would collude with John Kerry?
The Iranians didn't have a lot of places to turn. I mean, that story's been around for a while. I think the amazing thing is, I mean, all these amazing triumphs, probably of, lowering the unemployment rate, so much the booming economy, the energy independence. Probably, if you look back at it, the greatest success the Trump administration had was peace in the Middle East. I mean, we've never been this close to having total peace in the Middle East, and Biden can't dismantle it fast enough. Giving more money and playing footsie with the Iranians, which is going to irritate not only the Israelis but all the Sunni Arabs in the neighborhood, which is most of the other oil producing countries. It just makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And then Bill Gates is saying in one of those interviews pushing his stupid book that the Syrians left Syria because of climate changes. They left Syria because Barack Obama bleeped the bed and wouldn't do anything to prevent the genocide that was going on against the various religious groups in Syria. And now all this history is being rewritten by Bill Gates who, by the way, happens to be buying a private jet company. He's so concerned about global warming, Mark. Does this appear to be a recurring pattern among billionaires? You know, well, they tell you how we have to make sacrifices, but they'll go on buying mansions on the seaside on Martha's Vineyard and flying private jets, and in Gates's case, buying a flying jet company. And where are the stories on that? You know,
Ted, you know, it was interesting.
Down to Cancun and,
yeah, but Gates was on the Sunday show, and he said, "Look, I'm not the best spokesman on this because I own a private jet." And the reporter let it go at that. He should have. Why didn't he say to him, "Wait a minute, you're also buying a private jet company with hundreds of jets"?
Right. You know, I know. You know, I get the Wall Street Journal on Saturday because I like the review section. I look through the whole thing. That's the one day I read it, and I saw the story, and I cut it out, and I mentioned it. Doesn't this guy on 60 Minutes or wherever have a producer who cuts out these stories? And you want to ask a follow up question or two here?
Yeah. Or also, Joe Biden does not bother to go to Texas. He does nothing about Texas for the first week. Doesn't even go there. I'm reading the Washington Post, and it says, high praise for Joe Biden's low-key approach to Texas. He's taking a low-key approach.
Well, did you see, too, the kids' cages have now turned into facilities for young children? You know? there's tweets out with those two headlines. And the quote-unquote cages weren't even built by Trump. They were built by Obama. Yeah. I mean, they're not even trying to have a pretense of objectivity. How about the New York Times retracting their story that Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Police officer, was murdered by Trump by Trump supporters on January 6th, but they didn't call it a retraction or a correction or a clarification. They called it an update.
Okay. well, three more years of this kind of stuff. So 3.5 years of this stuff. Hey, you can read Howie Carr's books, excellent books on the Kennedys, on great book on Donald Trump. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com. You can get his books there. You can get his radio show columns, podcast, HowieCarrShow.com. And Howie Carr, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. You've got a lot of good stuff up there. If you didn't see this yesterday, take a look at this video. This reveals the actual secret behind the Biden administration. Also, give SNL credit. They finally went after Andrew Cuomo. They actually did a takeoff on Andrew Cuomo. It was pretty good. If you didn't see it, we got it up on the webpage. Go take a look at it. Just go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.